The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're never going to be ready. Like, I don't think you're ever going to be ready to, like, change because you don't exactly know what the decision to change will bring you.
Hey, besties. Welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. I am so happy today because I have Vanessa Fontana with me today again. Actually, I have an episode with Vanessa already, but Vanessa is the host of Figuring Shit Out, and she is a speaker and a writer, and Figuring Shit Out is all about letting you know that the journey of self-discovery is really never over, and that we always have something to figure out. So Vanessa, welcome. I have the privilege and the gift to be able to call you my friend as well. So I'm just excited for today's conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited.
We were just talking about this. You recently just launched a new season. What does that like represent to you? Is it like a new season in your life as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I launched Figuring Shit Out really quickly. I kind of just did it to like get it out there. And I put a lot of thought into what it meant to me. But I don't think I really put a lot of thought into how it would impact my life, like what the journey of Figuring Shit Out really meant to me. And I think like as I sat on a microphone every week and I talked about how you have to give yourself the grace of changing and allowing yourself to come home time and time again to a new place inside of your own heart and to get to know yourself and really allowing yourself to change. That really is like what the journey of Figuring Shit Out is knowing that you'll never be done. It seemed to me like I had reached a nexus point of like, I have covered a lot of introductory things on this podcast. And now I feel like I'm in a new phase of my life. I'm in a new season of my life. And the new season was really reflective of let me stop and pause, even though that is the last thing that I'm good at doing is stopping and pausing and taking a look around and just stop and pause and take a look around and celebrate how far I've come and also plan for what I want to do next. And so that like time in between is really what I did to build the next season. And for me, the next season really meant let's discover some more. Like, let's not plan everything around it, but let's have more pillars around what Figuring Shit Out means to me. If it was something that I just did really quickly and got it out there to begin with, and now it's grown into a podcast where I have an audience, like, how do I honor that evolution? Hmm. So that was the second season. And the theme of it is all around really knowing that you're never going to be done, which is the point of Figuring Shit Out. But there's a tagline that goes, always almost done, never complete. And that's basically just saying like we're never going to be finished. Hmm. And that is the journey of Figuring Shit Out.
And I love that you just say how you just like started and then like perfected as you go, because like that's how kind of like I started. I just like recorded a voice note and then edited it on my like computer and then put it out, because I think that we postpone a lot of our success and a lot of our like happy experiences because we want everything so perfect. So mm-hmm. What would your biggest advice be when it comes to just like wanting to do something? Just like start it, even if it's not perfect, even if it's not like exactly what you want, you can always like fix it. And like I've had a million thousand rebrandings, mm-hmm. but you know, like I've discovered that I want to like be better as time goes on and yeah. as I have like my and I carry on my projects. But like, what would your biggest advice be when it comes to just like start?
Give yourself the space of presence, because I think that it's really hard to
begin anything. And then sometimes when you begin, you almost think that you have to start and finish all at once. Like, this has to be it. And I think that that can be really hard for people and hold a lot of people back, is this idea of perfectionism. And that's like why it's hard to start, because you want it to be perfect. But what I have found in starting so many things and maybe not finishing as many things as I wanted to along the way is that if I'm present while I'm doing it, if I'm showing up and if I'm there, then it's going to be worth something. It's going to teach me what I need to learn and to be open to the possibility of discovering that maybe this isn't what I thought it was, and be open to the expectations not being there of it has to be this thing, is all rooted in a presence. It's all, I'm going to do this. I'm going to see what it can teach me. I'm going to allow it to change me how it needs to or wants to, because I feel called to do it. And I think like chopping up what we do when it comes to our passions or starting a new project into mini experiences that really help to shape us is something that I've had to learn, because I'm such a doer and I'm like such a perfectionist that I'm just like, I almost feel like I can't start something if I don't know how it's going to end. But that discovery and the presence to have the discovery is so, so important. So honestly, that's what I would say.
I love that. Yeah. And like, you learn something about yourself in like every step of the way. Yeah. Like only by being present, like you learn about yourself.
Yeah. And you learn about other people too. Mm. You don't have like the judgments or the expectations that they're going to, you know, like you or not like you, disappoint you or surprise you. Like, you allow that to unfold. I think it's hard. Sometimes we go through this life and this world with like the perspective that we see it in, and we close ourselves off to the discovery of maybe this isn't what I thought it was, and maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Obviously, with a new season, like you said, and like with a new like chapter in your life comes a lot of change. And I think that there's people that struggle with starting a new chapter of your of their lives, even when they know it's necessary, just because they fear change. How, like, what would your biggest advice be when it comes to like embracing, accepting, and like welcoming change without fear, or maybe seeing fear as a gift?
Yeah. Yeah. You're never going to be ready. Like, I don't think you're ever going to be ready to like change, because you don't exactly know what the decision to change will bring you. And I think that's what I'm learning, because I had gotten to a certain point in my life with the podcast and just the way that I was kind of going towards the end of the year in 2023, where I realized that, okay, I've done a lot. I haven't slowed down. I've lost a lot this year. I've felt a lot this year, but I haven't really given myself the space to feel what that means to me and allow myself the presence and the slowness to just integrate that into my own like life and my own experience of my life. And so I think that when I had gotten to the point of knowing that I needed something to change, I don't think I was ready for it, because I didn't know what it would bring me. And I'm still discovering new and new things about what it's bringing me that I know I asked for, but I wasn't prepared for. And I think that it's knowing that you're always going to be okay, and that you can always take yourself out of your experience and see the broader, bigger picture of your life, and it can give you a sense of peace. Like, I know that where I am right now is not where I will always be. I know that at one point I was 17 and I was struggling. And I know that at one point I was 10 years old and I thought that the world was filled with beautiful, wonderful things and nothing else. And all of that is little bits and pieces of who I've become to be. And there's so much left to learn. There is an older version of me, like a 27-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, who I know is giving me the same love that I am giving my younger selves. And so I just try to remember that, like, I'm in this journey, and the parts of it that are hard and filled with change and filled with fear, like, all of that is new. It's not the same fear that I felt in different areas of my life where I thought that things were really, really hard. Like, it's new. It's a new experience, and it's meant to teach me new things. And I think at the end of the day, like, what we think is familiar to us feels safe, and sometimes what's familiar to us isn't healthy. And we have to learn new things. Like, we have to learn that new things are healthy, and, you know, life outside of maybe the trauma that we've been through or the hard experiences that we've been through does exist, but it's going to be scary to enter it because we have to believe that that exists for us. And so when you change, when you make the decision to say this isn't working for me anymore, you have to go find what is. And that can even be a scarier experience than staying where you are sometimes. But you just have to remember that it's good and you don't know what it's going to bring you. But once you start, you can't go back. Like, you don't know what you're going towards, but you just can't, you know, you can't go back. You know, you're done. So it's just a matter of strength and finding people who want to celebrate you and, you know, be supportive with you and who are even excited to do it with you is really helpful. So you're not isolated in the experience, but then also just knowing that you're doing it for yourself and this will open up your life. And all of the pain is always worth something. There's like an equal and an opposite to all of it. And so I'm really remembering that as I go through it, because you make the decision and then it's just like you're remembering that you made the decision for months afterwards. Like, oh, I asked for this. Yeah. Oh, I asked for this.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's scary, but it's worth it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. And like one of my favorite things about you is that which it's going to like connect me to my next question, is that you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that has made you so well-spoken. I feel like you're just like a walking book. Like every single thing that you say is just so beautiful. And I want to ask you, like, what is the most beautiful thing that you've learned about yourself through writing?
I started writing because I started to be scared of speaking when I was young. Mm-hmm. So I needed somewhere to put my words. I needed somewhere to put my like extroversion once I had become introverted. And that is where I put it, was writing in my journals and you know, stories and in books and just everything that was going on in my head, I needed to put somewhere. And I didn't feel safe or comfortable to do that in my life anymore. So writing has been my safe place and it's always the place I return to. And the most beautiful thing that it's taught me is like how to slow down. It's that once you get something in your mind onto paper, you can look at that piece of paper and you can tear it up or throw it away or hang it. You can do whatever you want with what you create or what you put down, or you can just decide to leave it in an old dusty drawer somewhere. It doesn't matter, but now it's not in you. And so it's a matter of knowing that like anytime you take what's in your head and you put it anywhere that can be an art form, you're slowing down and you're allowing the experience to be felt. Like, this isn't me. This is just what I'm feeling. It's what I'm going through. And I think the writing that I've done in terms of like journaling, I have archives of my life and I used to go back and read them all the time and like relive my life. And I've stopped doing that because I'm really trying to let the future teach me what I need to know instead of the past. Because I'm like, I don't need to live in the past anymore. I want to live in the future. And the way that's changed how I write is really beautiful as well, because it's just a matter of like, I'm not being defined by this version of me, even though that version of me was really important. So it's like slowing down and letting go. And it teaches me so much about myself that I didn't know before, just in the way of knowing that it is okay to slow down and to give yourself the space to feel something that you can throw away. You don't have to hold on to it.
I love that. And like what you said, that you're not what you write, is just like what you're feeling, is so important. And also with like, it like relates to like our real life, like when it comes to our emotions, that I feel like a lot of our suffering comes from identifying ourselves with our emotions, which we've talked about it before. Like, how can someone... You read The Power of Now as well.
Yeah.
So it talks about a lot that like the reason why we suffer is because we identify with our emotions instead of just like observing them and letting them be. How would you say is like the perfect way to like separate your emotions like from yourself and not like identify with them, but appreciate them?
I really love this question because where I've been in my life is very identified with my emotions recently. And I think what I've learned through being identified with them is that you have to feel them in order to let them teach you that they are not all that you know, if that makes sense. So there's the emotion that you have. So say you're having a really bad day and you're in a negative cesspool of, you know, going and going on to
one bad thing, the next bad thing, another bad thing. And then you start thinking about all the bad things that have ever happened to you in your whole life, and you're just internalizing all of the bad because you're resisting it. And because you're like, I don't want this, I don't like this, this is not what I want. And so there is not only the feeling of negativity or sadness, there is the resistance to it, which adds another layer on top of it. Hmm. And then you're just, you're being mean to the people that you love.
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language.
Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're, you know, lashing out in ways that aren't representative of you because you're not allowing yourself to just feel the feeling. And I think in terms of detaching from our emotions, there's a healthy way to do that. And the healthiest way is to give ourselves the space to feel them. And I think that's like really what I am learning, because as a writer as well, you'll find that that can be an unhealthy coping mechanism. Like needing to explain everything you're feeling or put it into words can be really helpful. But at the same time, it can be a way to intellectualize all your feelings and not feel them. Like, it's okay that you're feeling something and you don't know why. Like, it's okay that you're feeling something and you do know why, and that situation is really awful and unfair and you can't do anything about it and you don't need to solve it. There is a real okayness in every place that we are in our life that we need to start embracing. But the resistance is what causes us to identify with it. And that causes us to be the victims in the situation because we feel like there's no way out of it. But if we just take a step back and allow ourselves to feel it and say, I'm having a terrible day and that's all right. You don't know how much that opens up the possibility and the space for people to be there for you and for you to ask for help that you didn't know that you needed, and for it to teach you what it's supposed to. And so, like, disidentifying from your emotions is so funny because you have to feel them in order to realize that they are not you. And we are so scared of our emotions. We're so scared of them. But it's, I love that question because I'm really learning that right now in my life.
And it's definitely like funny because we all feel them. It's like there's no way around them. And yeah, like you said, like it's just like a funny, interesting question because we're all feeling them like all the time. There's no way of escaping them, yet we fear them so much. Mm-hmm. But they're with you all the time. So it's just like learning how to like appreciate them because they're going to be there regardless, even if you don't appreciate them. You mentioned detachment, and it's something that you talk about on your podcast as well. What do you think is the key to detachment? And what does detachment mean to you?
Well, detachment can be like mm-hmm. a good thing and a bad thing. And I think I'm learning what maybe the negative side of detachment has meant for me in my life. Personally, that has been a sense of dissociation, like a sense of this experience is almost too heavy that I want to take myself out of it so that I'm not feeling it. And that is, I think, what a lot of people mistake as detachment, and that's dissociation. And so they're really different. Being detached is really being able to see a situation for what it is and, again, feel what that situation brings to you and then go forth in that with the exploration and the discovery and not having expectations. Like detachment is being able to have a grounded sense of trust that where you are is okay and that you are okay and that you are loved and you are supported and that if this thing doesn't work out, then that's all right. It's going to lead you to the next thing. It's a sense of being, you know, really divinely guided. That is what true detachment is. And when we detach from our lives to the point where we pull away from them and we do it from a place of not wanting to be involved in our lives, then it can be really harmful. And so I think differentiating how detached we are, is it from a place of trust or is it from a place of avoidance, is the best way to go about it and integrate it into our experience. And also to know that we're not always going to be able to be detached. Like things are going to happen where we're going to feel extremely attached. And there's this like idea in spirituality, self-help communities of like a pseudo perfection. And it's just not true because like as you go, and I'm sure you know this, like hosting a podcast, like there can be a sense of responsibility in your self-awareness. Like I have to be this.
Sure.
I'm, you know, like a teacher in some ways. I have a calling to share the experiences and to learn from them. But at the same time, it's like, well, you only learn from them by experiencing them. Sometimes you have to take a step back and detach from your calling in order to be able to give back to it. So, yeah.
I love that. And I mean, I'm super open with it, like, on my podcast. I'm like, I'm not a therapist. I'm, like, navigating life with all of you guys. And, like, I am going to fuck up in ways that I told you not to fuck up. You know what I mean? And, like, toxic relationships is a big one. Like, I will tell you to get to leave and, like, you know, let go. But I will get involved, myself in, like, toxic relationships. And then I'll learn. And then I'll tell you guys what I learned. You know what I mean? So it's just, like, it's not therapy, it's just a journey of like, again, exactly. we're all strangers healing together. And that's like my big message is that we're all just learning. And like I have the gift to having a voice where I can share my experiences and like what I continue to learn, but I'm not trying to teach you anything. I'm just trying to relate to you and like let you know how I'm like, you know, handling and like navigating pain. And like maybe if it helps you, you can navigate pain in the same way. And I think that's like a healthy way to see it. It's like, no, you know, like I'm not a therapist. I'm just like trying to navigate life just like you are. But I have the gift to be able to share my lessons and like maybe those lessons can help you. But it's definitely like a big thing in the community where there's been points in time where I have felt that responsibility of like I have to be perfect because I'm telling you how to be quote unquote perfect. But no, I'm telling you how to be human. So I have the right to be human as well, which I think is like really beautiful about like what you and I do. What are some things that you personally do to feel better when you're feeling pain?
We were just talking about astrology and I'm a Pisces. So, and I've noticed this with my Pisces friends, like we love romance of everything, like romance of happy things and romance of sad things. Like I feel very deeply. And so when I do allow myself the space to feel, I almost get lost in it, if that makes sense. Like it's just this sense of what is beautiful about this? And I think that also connects to the writing aspect. Like, I started writing as a way to have my voice be heard by myself and also to like tell a story about painful experiences that didn't feel like they were worth anything. I'm like, well, I might as well write about it. Like, I might as well make something beautiful from it or try my very best. And that is a good coping mechanism in order to feel, like really allowing myself the space to feel has been so important, because when you do that, you realize, oh, these feelings don't stick around that long if you just feel them, if you just let yourself feel them. And last week, even, I took a day off of work thinking that I would want a week off of work, because I was like, I need space. Like, I need to feel what I'm going through right now. Like, I don't have it in me to give myself to anything else. I need to show up for myself. And that decision to just clear everything and feel it, thinking I would need a week, it only took me a day. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, okay, like I can move on now. And so I'm learning that that is the biggest key. But usually what I do is I like to clear my space. Like, I like to, if my head feels cluttered, I like to clear my space. And then it's like, little steps towards clarity always help for me to be able to bring myself into a place where I can feel, because that really is like the best and biggest thing you can do for yourself, is just allowing and having the grace and the compassion to say, like, it's okay, like, you're okay. And sometimes you need to meditate to do that. Sometimes you need to talk to someone. Sometimes you need someone to tell you that it's okay for you to feel that. And, you know, asking for help is something that I have been learning a lot in my life, because I've been so incredibly like self-sufficient out of the need to, you know, take care of myself, that it's almost harmed me like later on as I grow up. And so I'm learning now I can ask for help. Like, I can tell someone that I'm feeling this way, and, you know, I can share it with them, and they don't have to take it on, and they won't have to fix it. Like, I can just share, and other people who love me will hold space for me. Like, the way that I hold space for other people, like, that is reciprocated. And so I'm learning a lot of different ways to cope with that that I haven't had in my life. But I think it's always just about like listening, like creating the space to listen, because so much of the time we want to escape it. And it's just like, when you just sit and you feel it, like, it's not as scary as it seems that it is.
Yeah. I love that. What is a mindset that you've made sure to carry through all of your stages and all of your growth, like as you transform, like what is like that one mindset that you've made sure to carry with yourself?
Hope. Yeah, I think I have always been so crafty at like figuring out a different way. And I'm someone who throughout all of like the dark times of life, and I had a really like traumatic childhood, and throughout that entire time growing up, I just always had this sense and feeling of like, there is another way, like this isn't normal, and there is a different place for me in this world than like being in dysfunction. And I just always knew that, like, so deeply. I just knew like that this wasn't okay, and like the way that, you know, people were treating each other and talking to each other like wasn't from a place that I wanted to be part of. It wasn't from love. And I think like whenever I have felt the darkness, it's like hope has always brought me out of it. It's just like, I don't know what it is or where it is, but I'll see a dog, or I'll see a baby, or I'll see like someone giving love to another person, or someone will give me love, and it'll just remind me like, it is not this way. Like, that's not the only thing that exists. You have to see outside of it. And that's been like a huge thing that's given me resilience, is like, there is a whole life ahead of you, in front of you. You don't know what happens, and you get to be part of creating that. And if you can see the beauty in that, like, you will be led. You just have to let yourself be led. And hope has always been something I've held really deeply onto, like just knowing, if I can get out of this terrible situation, or if I can get out of this really hard time in my life, like there's something else outside of it. There is, like, I know there is. And I've always known that. And it's like really kept me going. And still now, even through things that aren't traumatic, it's just like, okay, I'm here, I'm in this line, like the line sucks. I have to stand in here for like an hour to get my food or whatever it is. And I'm like, but then I'll have my food. You know, it's like the silver lining of everything, because there really is it. You just have to find it.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for this conversation. Before closing it off, I have a little gift for you.
Yay!
I have...
Oh my gosh!
Yay! I have a clothing brand. It's called I Miss Me Project Now, but the message behind it is just basically that we're all strangers healing together. And yeah, like my message with the podcast and like with everything that I do is just let everybody know that we all feel pain. And I think that that is just the one emotion that connects us all. You can have as many followers as you want on social media. You can have whatever job, be like in whatever part of the world, but pain just like connects us all and humbles us and makes us, you know, be empathetic with the other person. So this is for you.
Yay! Oh my gosh. I was just like on your website and I was like, I love this. It's so beautiful. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Okay, so jumping into our last question. What does healing mean to you?
Healing is a commitment. Healing is knowing that you have two choices, and one of them is to stay the same and stay exactly where you are, or to grow and to face it and to overcome it and to figure out what's on the other side. And you're going to be here in this life one way or another, and you get to choose which choice that you take. And I think most of us don't know how to take the choice of healing, but it's always there and it always will be there, and it's never too late. And I think a lot of people may fear that it is, but it's just a commitment. You just have to make it.
I love that. Thank you so much again.
Thank
for
you.
Being here with me. I'm so grateful for you and our relationship and our friendship. So grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for your time. Where can people find you?
People can find me on Spotify, Apple, Figuring Shit Out, the podcast, as well as socials. 222VGF is my personal Instagram, and you'll find my podcast Instagram there as well. And then I also have a website, so you'll see all the links there.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget to go get your hoodie, nonameproject.co, to get your hoodie. That's the website, I Miss Me Project. I'm going to be super active on the social medias as well, so don't forget to follow. And I love you guys. I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafe.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.